Here, God bless your radio audience. Evangelist Rob Wood here. If you desire to go to my website, it's www.robrobb.com. And in the audio archive section, there are many radio shows that I've downloaded that you can download for free, and I'm sure you'll get something out of them. There's nuggets from heaven. There's revelatory wisdom that I believe God's given me from heaven. In 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 3, David is contending in 1 Chronicles 13 to bring back the Ark of God, which speaks of worship. He's trying to bring back the Ark back to its proper place, and we'll take it in verse 3. He said, "And let us bring the Ark of God back to us." 1 Chronicles 13, verse 7. So they carried the Ark, or they drove the Ark of God on a new cart from the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the Ark. Now, here's the key. God gave them instructions in 1 Chronicles 15 of how the Ark is to be carried on the shoulders of the priests. So what they're doing is they're trying to drive revival. They're trying to drive the presence of God on a man-made institution, which is the traditions of men. And hear me and hear me out. God will never ride well. He will only drive. In fact, Jesus will allow you to potentially sit on his lap when he teaches you how to drive, but he'll never really let you drive the car of life. He's the one that's got to be in control. Now let's take it in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verse 9. And when they came to Chidon's threshing floor, the threshing floor is where the oxen would thresh the wheat. They would stomp and crush the wheat. Uzzah put out his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. Now that's key. When the oxen got around wheat, they did what was instinctive. They threshed. So the oxen started to stumble. And then it says, the anger of the Lord was aroused against Uzzah. He struck him. Here's why. Because he put his hand out to the ark, and he died there before God. So really what Uzzah did was he tried to give God a hand. He tried to help God out. Now here's the reality. God never needs our help. He simply needs our cooperation. We were never around in the book of Genesis before man was created. So God really doesn't need us to show him how to do this thing. He leads, we follow. So Uzzah's dead. God strikes him. He puts his hand out to steady the ark. He tries to give God a hand, tries to help God out. And verse 11, David became angry, the Lord's outbreak. And then it says verse 12, David was afraid of God that day, saying, "How can I bring the ark of God back to me?" So it caused an introspection of David. It caused him to draw back, to get into alignment, to start to ponder and think, geez, we did something wrong. God struck Uzzah. We were trying to drive the Ark of God on a cart, which is a man-made institution. And then it says, David would not move the Ark with him to the city of David, but he took it to the house of Obed-Edom. The Ark of God remained in the family of Obed-Edom for 3 months. The Lord blessed the house of Obed-Edom, all that he had. So here's the Ark in Obed-Edom's house. He's being blessed. His house, his grass is greener, his flowers are brighter. House is looking shiny. He's blessed. He's got the fat life going on. He's got the abundance of God. The mountains are drip with new wine. He's being overtaken because now the ark is parked in Obed-Edom's house and he's worshiping. And it's probably causing his neighbors to say, "Hey, geez, why is Obed-Edom so blessed and we're not?" So it causes a jealousy within his neighbors in the neighborhood. And they want to now find out why Obed-Edom's being so blessed. And, you know, when we see pockets of revival, whether it's Pensacola, Toronto, I believe the Lord's saying at large to the church, globally, that's what everyone can have. That's not just for them, it's for everybody. But because they're at the proper place, they have order, they're in alignment. They're now having heaven on earth because they're ready to contain and sustain the very thing that God's pouring out. Now, I told you I'd take it in 1 Chronicles 15, verse 13. It says, "For because you did not do it the first time, the Lord broke out against us because we did not consult him about the proper order." See, there's an order. There's a chemistry. There's a recipe to revival. There's a God-ordained order, and that's in the book of Leviticus. That's why it's so picky in the book of Leviticus, where it talked about everything had to be a specific way, because unless the Lord builds the house, they that labor, labor in vain. And trust me, people, God is very patient. He'll allow us to go around the mountain, because he cannot pour himself out unless we've got the new wine to contain the new wineskin. It says, so the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of the Lord of Israel, or consecrated themselves, or set themselves apart. And the children of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders by its poles, as Moses commanded them according to the word of God. So 1 Chronicles 15:15 was how God instructed them. And when they went away from the order or the instruction or the way that God told them or wanted them to carry this thing out, that's when they went off. And obviously there was an introspection, and you know, it's all good. I'm all into restoration. I believe restoration is awesome. I believe Joel talks about restoration. But the question I've got at large is, why do we give away which once belonged to us in the first place? You know, but I'll touch on that in another radio station. Amos chapter 9, verse 11, David says, on that day, or in Amos, it says, on that day I'll raise up the tabernacle of David which fallen down, repair its damages, and I will raise up his ruins and rebuild it, as in the days of old. And you know, that's restoration, people. That's God saying, I want to bring the ark or the tabernacle of David, which speaks of worship. Now here's the key. Most people don't have a sin problem. Most people have an order problem. They're not at the proper place. They're not associated around the right relationships. They're not around the right government. And this government is so key to being submitted under authority, because as an evangelist, is the local church really is the vehicle that God always is going to move in on the earth. That's the government that he is instituted. God is in the same way. There's the president, there's the vice president, there's governors, there's senators. There's a government of God. In fact, in Isaiah 22:22, it says, the key to the house of David I will lay on his shoulders. Now, the shoulders speak of the apostolic. And the key to the house